Dobrodošli. It's time for Global Agogo. Music from around the world in the universal language of groove. Produced live in the studios of WRIR, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio in Richmond, Virginia, USA. Also heard as a web stream simulcast and archived at WRIR.org. It's rebroadcast on other nonprofit radio stations, and it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A-Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for, all.net. And welcome to today's program. So glad to have you aboard for another edition of Global Agogo today. Both that WRIR.org/listen site and radioforall.net have had some technical difficulties recently, but both of them seem to be operating normally right now. So go back and check them out again if you had troubles the last time. Just keeping you up to date on that. Now, this coming weekend, next weekend, it's my favorite weekend of the year here in the RVA because it's the weekend of the Richmond Folk Festival, which is your opportunity to see all kinds of different and unexpected music, and my opportunity, too. And it's in a beautiful location right along the James River in downtown Richmond. The dates this year, Friday, October 10th through Sunday, October 12th. So today is going to be my annual Folk Festival preview show where I feature the international artists I'm excited about seeing there. And I'll say right now, I'm not only going to be seeing international artists at the Richmond Folk Festival, there's a lot of other stuff I'm planning to check out as well. But it's the international artists that I'll be featuring here on today's program. I'm going to start my preview of the Folk Festival with the music of Richard Hagopian, who is an Armenian-American oud player, possibly America's foremost player of the oud, and a man who really put Armenian music on the map here in the USA. And we're going to start with the Keftime Band, which is a project of his from back in the 1960s, and from a record that was released by his son's record label, which is called Traditional Crossroads. His son is named Harold Hagopian, and Harold is going to be performing with Richard, and there'll actually be three generations of Hagopians on the stage next weekend at the Folk Festival. Harold put this record out back in 1994 on the Traditional Crossroads label, but I think the original recording of this was from something like 1960. The Keftime Band and Sude Sude. That's how we'll get started today here on Global Agogo, highlighting the great international artists coming to the Richmond Folk Festival next weekend, coming to your town so that you can see them. And I hope you enjoy the journey with me today on Global Agogo. That is a band that played at the very first Richmond Folk Festival back in 2005, when this radio station was also just getting started as well. It's Yuri Yunakov on saxophone, Ivo Papasov on clarinet, Salif Ali and Neshko Neshev is the rhythm section backing them up. From an album called Together Again, we heard Philips Chuchek. They are from Bulgaria. They play what's called Bulgarian wedding music, which is dance music that's just as tricky as the most clever modern jazz. So if you can imagine, if like Charlie Parker were from Bulgaria, that's probably what he would sound like. And that was produced by Harold Hagopian, who is the son of Richard Hagopian, who is going to be performing at the Folk Festival this year. And in fact, Richard is going to be accompanied by many Hagopians there. But getting back to Harold, he, in addition to being a musician, he plays clarinet. He also plays violin exceptionally well. And he runs the excellent Middle Eastern record label called Traditional Crossroads, which released the Together Again record in 2005 and also released a record of his father's music called Kef Time back in 1994. Harold is going to be playing with Richard at the Folk Festival, like I mentioned. He'll be on clarinet. Richard will be on oud. Andrew Hagopian on guitar. And Philip Hagopian will be playing the hand drum called the Dumbek. And from the album Kef Time by the Kef Time Band, we heard Sude Sude. And that was recorded, I think, in the 1960s and released, like I said, in 1994. And so that's where we are here on Global Agogo. Where we are decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'm here with you until 3 p.m. You can give me a call if you like at 804-649-9737. You can leave a comment at WRIR.org. Or you can follow me on Instagram at Global Agogo Radio, or drop me a line during or after the show at globalagogoradio@gmail.com. We'll get back into the music here in just a moment, but before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. Did you know that your retired office computers can change lives? PCs for People is a nonprofit e-recycling company that collects retired computers from businesses, refurbishes them, and redistributes them to recovering veterans, to nonprofit organizations, and to families living in low-income or underserved communities all over the state of Virginia. Since 1998, the mission at PCs for People has been to bridge the digital divide so that everyone has access to low-cost, affordable computers, Wi-Fi access, and also digital literacy programs. Your company's donation of your computers, monitors, and other e-recyclables will empower our communities with education, job opportunities, and connectivity. You can call 804-601-0017 to learn more about their community-based services, or go to PCsForPeople.org. That's PCSFORPEOPLE.org, and schedule a pickup. And that is a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. Where you are listening to Global Agogo right now, here until 3 p.m. this afternoon. And we are giving you a preview of some of the artists that are going to be playing at the Richmond Folk Festival next weekend, Friday, October 10th through Sunday, October 12th. And I would say that the artist I'm the most excited about seeing at this year's Folk Festival is Ustad Nasiruddin Sami and his family band, the Sami Brothers. So if you're listening to this program, you're probably already familiar with Qawwali music, which is the Sufi devotional vocal music of Pakistan. And the Samis sing Qawwali, but they also sing its predecessor style, which is called Khayal. I'm just going to play you two songs right now from Ustad Sami's first ever album. It came out in 2019 on Glitterbeat Records, and it's called God Is Not a Terrorist. And after I play them, I'm going to tell you more about the Samis. But this is some pretty amazing music, and it's some pretty deep listening music. So tune yourself in right now for God Is by Ustad Sami, which will be followed by the song Twilight. Right here on Global Agogo. Check this out. That's the music of Ustad Sami and the Sami Brothers right there. That song is called Twilight. And the one that preceded it, the shorter one, is called God Is. And they're both from Ustad Sami's 2019 debut album. He was just in his 70s at that time. It's called God Is Not a Terrorist for Glitterbeat Records. Ustad Sami, I believe, is now in his 80s. He studied the style of singing called Surti for 35 years before he ever once performed it in public. Surti is a 49-note microtonal scale. Remember that the Western tempered scale is 12 notes per octave. So the precision that's required to sing this is pretty much mind-blowing. It pretty much... If anybody else could do this, they would definitely not need auto-tune. Or as Ustad says about what he does, he says, to sing is to listen. So the adventurous producer Ian Brennan, who's many of his recordings you've heard on this program before, he went to Karachi to record Nasiruddin and his family and came back with this amazing 2019 album called God Is Not a Terrorist. And you heard two songs from that. Now, how this band got a visa to come to the USA in 2025 is beyond me. But this may be your only opportunity ever to hear this music, because apparently no one outside of the Sami family still uses the Surti scale. So if you're at all interested in South Asian music or devotional music or minimalism, as you could hear in that last song, do not miss these performances. They're going to be doing two separate programs at the Folk Festival. One will be of their Kavali music repertoire. The other one is going to be of the much rarer style called Kayal music. So look at the schedule and see which one is scheduled for when. I think they're doing the Kavali program twice and the Kayal program once. But check your schedule to make sure of that. Ustad Sami and the Sami Band coming to Richmond for the Richmond Folk Festival next weekend. And you're listening to Global Agogo, produced live at WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org, the Tower of Low Power. Don't forget, you can follow my track list and get more information about what I'm playing by visiting globalagogo.com or WRIR.org.
Hey, Richmond, it's the Disco Cat, and you are tuned in to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM Richmond online at WRIR.org. And if you're listening right now, we are in the middle of our capital campaign to raise $1 million by the year's end so we can make our move from West Broad Street to East Main Street and occupy that building we bought and are excited to get into. If you'd like to help, you can check out the website at WRIRcampaign.org. That's WRIRcampaign.org. Thanks for your listenership and support of Community Radio in Richmond for 20 years and running.
And we're talking today on Global Agogo about all the cool international artists who are going to be performing at the Richmond Folk Festival next weekend. And I've got another one queued up for you to start this last set of the first hour. I love Hawaiian music. I don't know a lot about it, but I really love hearing it. And so it's very cool that one of the most popular Hawaiian traditional singers, Raiatea Helm, is going to be at the Folk Festival this year. Her specialty is a style that's called Leo Ke'eki'e, or falsetto singing. And you're going to hear it on this next song, which is called Ahu Lili by Raiatea Helm, right here on Global Agogo. Check this out.
Thank you. drinking down. And I'm all strung out on the heroin on the outskirts of town. No!
You're listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Poussant WRIRLP, 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen, where you can hear the show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A-Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral four, all.net. And we finished the first hour today with some brand new music from another band who will be performing at the Richmond Folk Festival next weekend, Via Cinco. This is their brand new single just released on September 19th. It's called En Las Cantinas. And Via Cinco are a young band of five siblings, hence the Cinco, four sisters and one brother. And they've become stars in the world of música norteña, which is the most popular Latin music in the USA. Not necessarily so much here in the Richmond area, but certainly when you're down in the American Southwest, in particular, this music is phenomenally popular there. And this is kind of a pretty major act to be playing here at the Folk Festival, so it's very cool to have them. And before En Las Cantinas, you heard one of the most famous norteño musicians of all time, Flaco Jimenez, who just passed away on July 31st, and I have not done any tributes to him, so I feel kind of guilty about that. So I just played you a couple of songs that he was involved in. He was, aside from being one of the great norteño accordion players,